Chicago reporting its highest number of shooting victims in a single weekend.
At least 102 people were shot in gunfire, 14 killed, including three teenage boys, a 13-year-old girl, and a 3-year-old boy.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
She wants to save lives. COVID's in the air, it's going round. Don't play football, get infection rates down. Hey, Anthony Fauci, why don't you shut up? A year not watching football's gonna drive us all nuts. Freaking Fauci. Come on, Dr. Fauci. Don't get ready for some football. Stupid COVID pandemic. Spikes in corona infections. Shut down the Rams, the Bears, the Saints, and Seahawks. Cause Dr. Fauci wants to cancel football.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci will kiss my ass. Right here. Can't miss it. It is just after 5 o'clock now. Afternoon's kind of been easy breezy.
It has.
For Monday, huh?
Yeah, man. I almost had to go waylay on the Coke machine. All right, so I like diet drinks. Last week, I diet Mountain Dew, and it didn't give it to me. I paid it, and I heard it drop, and it didn't come out. And I was like, all right, I'm going to chill. So a minute ago, I tried to do the same thing, and I'm like, Coke machine, if you don't work, nobody's here. I'm going waylay on you. He spits out a regular Mountain Dew.
I don't often weep openly on the show, but I'm real close right now.
I'm going to make that vending machine weep.
That's always the right response. When the vending machine does not deliver what you put your money in to get, kick its ass.
Yes!
I will remind you, though, that I've never seen a story verifying this, but it's a kind of a common random fact or truth of baloney statement that 10 people a year are killed by vending machines. Kind of like that a-hole that had the statue fall on him. Gee, when you're pulling, you know, tons of cement in your direction, you should get out of the way.
Yeah.
And I have zero sympathy for you.
Was it a Greg Budell statue?
See what kind of play that's getting on Facebook.
Oh, I want to see this. It's
also,
gotta be doing
I put
good.
The Jimmy Kimmel story up just to say this. The Grim Weeper should be held to the same standards as other victims of the cancel culture. We'll see how that goes. So far, 61 people...
Oh,
that's from In Living Color.
Yeah, man, that was a great show.
Yeah, and you know what that show proved? It showed that you could put a black and white cast together, and everybody could have fun at everybody else's expense. Homie the Clown, all that stuff.
Yeah, man, it doesn't matter what you look like. It's how funny you are. People got to learn, man.
But no, we all... No, I'm not going to say we all, but we have... lost our sense of humor. By we, I mean, you know who I'm referring to. They're just, you know, and the thing is, these people that are occupying Chop or Chaz or Chip or whatever they're calling it today, those are angry, miserable people, and they're not even, they haven't lived enough life to deserve to be that angry and pissed. They're apparently healthy, except for those that are getting shot. They just this is their thing in life, to be a freaking communist. I mean, that's pretty much what a lot of the leaders now from BLM and other organizations, they're Marxists. And I can do just a quick statistical search and show you how well that's worked. I couldn't believe that Lenin, not John Lennon, Vladimir Lenin, the original commie, that they got a statue for him in Seattle.
Why?
God only knows. We fought wars to keep that ideology from spreading and inflicting its misery and death on other countries, and we planted the seeds in our own education system and let them grow over three generations, and now we got people who don't know any better. Because nobody's ever had a good thing to say to them about capitalism, quite simply, it's the rising tide that floats all boats. All right, little insight on the NASCAR incident. The garage wasn't open at all for spectators. So that sure has the smell of an inside job. And it also has the smell of somebody making political points. Not him, necessarily. This, you know, when Jussie Smollett's thing happened, I knew he did it. There was no doubt in my mind from the get-go. But this one, I don't know. Somebody could have, hey, here's a great situation to, you know, light a fire.
Using him as bait.
And see how fast it can burn.
It's terrible.
Before we hit the traffic dungeon, a reminder that Montgomery Paint and Body is the place to get your car taken care of if you find yourself in one. The Donnie and Brandon Turner, they don't want you to have to bring your car there because you were in a wreck. They really don't. But their commitment to you as a customer when you do is this. We're going to return this vehicle to you in the best possible condition. I mean, not just fix the damage, but restore the look of the car to showroom newness to whatever extent they can. So that when you, after all the hassle and aggravation that comes with an accident, what you see at the end of the experience, not you, Seth, but the accident experience, is a car that's just jaw-droppingly beautiful again. It's magic, but it's also part of commitment and detail and assessing all the damage and putting forth maximum effort in that restoration process, and it shows every single time. Your insurance adjuster will appreciate that you pick them because they know they're going to get bang for the buck, no pun intended. And you're going to be returned to a car that's missing everything except that sticker on the side window that was there when you bought it. At Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, the number's 27REC with a W. 508 Brad McDonald.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Over the past 2 weeks, Alabama had the second highest number of new coronavirus cases per capita in the nation. More than 29,000 people across the state have tested positive. Health officials say at least 829 people have died. The FBI is now investigating after a noose was placed in NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace's garage stall at Talladega Super Speedway this weekend. Wallace, the only black driver in NASCAR's top circuit, was among those who pushed for banning Confederate flags at NASCAR events. Governor Ivey condemned the act, saying racism and threats of this nature will not be condoned nor tolerated. Montgomery police are investigating after a deadly weekend shooting that happened in the 1500 block of North Decatur Street Saturday night. Police say the victim is 30-year-old Sean Williams. Another man was also shot. He suffered non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made in the case. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily. If you need a gift, we've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guys pickles. We got the Vertigo hot sauce. We've got the Crowded Flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
In a bind? Don't waste time. Visit Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash offers fast cash at over 700 stores and online. Can't wait till your next paycheck? Try a payday loan. Want more money? Ask about installment loans. Even turn your car into cash with a title loan. Every state is different, so Check Into Cash today. Find a store near you at checkintocash.com/trust or text TRUST to 55670 for a special offer.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. The weather this week, much different than the weather last week. Showers and thunderstorms are going to be in generous supply just about every day. They'll be around well into the evening hours before fading out later on tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 72. Sky-high humidity the next few days, of course, with upper 80s tomorrow, mid-80s on Wednesday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms each day, becoming most numerous, of course, in the afternoon and evening hours. Welcome to summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Time out.
Rolled up windows. Dumb.
Oh, 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 oh. You're my air conditioner. What would I do without you? Oh, 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 oh. Your temperatures are heated. Boy, you cannot beat it. Man, I really need it. My AC's on.
It is 5:13, and that's why we recommend Clark's, because last year, same billing period, electricity was $540. It was $360. Tuned up AC unit makes all the difference. Call Clark's.
277-2125.
You are amazing.
Alabama certification number 99004.
He is such. I got to give him a little trainee set of headphones.
You know? Hey, yeah. Hey, if you want to talk to Brand.
You mean Mr. Right on the Money?
Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald, what number do I call?
387-0094. You don't have to help me. I got this. Thanks, Rosie.
Hey, Brent, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I tell you what, you're on top of things over there.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's thanks, man. Quite impressive. Yeah, I love it.
Quick thing, you know, the media made this giant fuss that, oh, look at the turnout in Tulsa. Wasn't that, And I thought, God, please don't let this affect the market. Don't let this. And it's not. It turned out, you know, over 10 million people watched it on various media platforms. And quite frankly, I think between the COVID scare and the threats from protesters, 10, 12,000, whatever it was they had in that arena was pretty darn good. So I'm glad to see there was no lingering impact over the weekend, because it's amazing what how one story can, you know, spook the market, so to speak. So,
oh, yeah.
It was a good day.
You're right. First of all, I thought you're right. It was a big turnout, all things considered. And look, let's face it, the media loves the fact that he's back out there on the trail. They absolutely love it. This is how they make money. I mean, all the liberal media, everyone. I mean, if he wasn't out there having these big crowds show up and doing all this, they wouldn't have as much to talk about. So trust me, they're all excited about this just as much as anyone else, because it gives them a chance to bash him and you know, write stories. It's all about the clicks, as they say.
Yeah, I mean, they would miss. He even said this once, I think, at a press conference or something. If I'm gone, you guys are going to miss me. I'm the only reason you're getting ratings now.
Yes. And there's a lot of truth to it.
There is.
A whole lot of truth to it. So,
well, it's good to see you. First of all, did you have a nice Dad's Day? I can't imagine that you didn't.
No, I had a great day. I really did. The whole weekend was nice. The weather was really nice. We had a wonderful time, and I had lots of love and hugs and kisses and cards and presents and the whole thing. So it was great.
Awesome.
And from what I can tell, most fathers out there equally, you know, had a wonderful day. So
I certainly did. And I even grilled my own steak last night.
Ooh.
Because I like to ask Dad. You know, Dad wants to hit the grill. I got this because grilling is in my DNA.
Hey, I'm right there with you. We share the same thing, man. There's nothing more peaceful to me than being out on the back porch grilling. I love it.
Yeah. By the way, I just saw the Major League Baseball players rejected this latest proposal.
Yep.
This afternoon. So that means the commissioner will either cancel the season or institute, you know, some ridiculously short 45-50 game deal. I don't know what these guys are thinking of, but this is not going to play well with baseball fans.
No, it's not. And, the unique reasons why they're having issues deciding on how or when to, you know, start their season, it's all about money, right? But, you know, with this resurgence in cases and all of that, you know, there are now rumblings out there. Will the college football season get off the ground? Will the NBA be able to come back?
But, our friend David Blackman, if you get a chance, check out dbdailyupdate.com today because he explains why the numbers – it's not really a surge. We're just testing more people, and thousands of people have this thing and are completely asymptomatic.
That's right.
They get to, I've got it. Well, I'm not running any fevers or feeling any, you know. And I also heard a thing over the weekend, I'm not too sure how accurate this is, that it affects certain blood types differently.
I saw something on it a minute ago that said O's are not supposed to be as bad as the other ones.
Uh-huh. And I still think I had it, but I went for the antibody test and it turned out negative. But then the same day, a story came out that said the antibody only stays in your system for 2 to 3 months. So unless you get it, and I was sick back at the end of January. So
yeah, that's the problem with this. That's the problem with this. You know, I was talking to a family member of mine today. He's a retired doctor, and I asked him what he thought, and he said exactly how I'm feeling. He said, "Brant, nobody knows."
Yeah,
that's the real problem. We're learning about this every week that goes by. We're gaining more and more and more information, and what I think we've learned is that okay, for people who are in a high risk health situation, much like if you were to get the flu or pneumonia. You could be in some serious, you know, have a health issue pretty fast. But all in all, we are learning tons of new information that there are a lot of people. I mean, you see all these football players showing up, and this is part of what's making the news, too. And a bunch of them are testing positive, and they're like, well, I don't even feel anything. I don't know what, you know. So it's interesting, and I've read the stuff as well about the blood type, but all of this type of news finds its way, you know, into the market.
Yeah.
It's interesting because when you look at the transport companies, a lot of the companies that had a nice rally as we reopen the economy, you know, I'm talking about Travel and Leisure, you know, the Hiltons, the Marriotts, the resort companies, Wynn, Las Vegas Sands, the airlines, Delta, UAL, American, all the cruise lines, the list goes on and on of these types of companies that ran up, and now they've all really been underperforming. They've been going back down because the market is fearful that, you know, there could be just a general fear out there among people who don't understand what we're seeing in these headlines,
mm-hmm.
and so they're just going to stay at home. They're not going to travel. But on the other hand, you look at companies, these tech firms and the like, where you see this huge transition in terms of consumer behavior, e-commerce, et cetera, and these companies are doing really well. And I think that's what's kind of holding the market up here. A lot of people have begun to talk about this, as a matter of fact, that you look at the average valuation of the entire broad market and that it's a little bit elevated in terms of all the, you know, the various ways we measure valuation, different types of metrics. It's not cheap, that's for sure. But the market is priced, in large part, that it's expecting a recovery by the end of the year or the first quarter of next year. And so we'll have to watch this and see how it unfolds. But I do think the market is a little bit ahead of where the economy is right now. That's not atypical, by the way. That's very normal. That's generally what markets do, is they price in what it sees coming, not today, but in the next 3 to 6 months. So I think we're fairly appropriately priced, especially with the liquidity the Fed's put in. So here we are, you know, trading at Dow 26,000, down from 30. All right, that's fairly reasonable. What is that, about a 12% decline for this huge pandemic?
I told you last week, I think I was hoping we'd see the Dow, which is the most familiar index to people, that it might get back to 25,000 by the election. And it's at 26, and it's only June. I would have never made that bet. But as you told us, when it was hitting those new lows after those record highs, you're going to see a lot of money come in off the sidelines because they know that this is a short-term issue and it's all going to come back, and they want to be on for that part of it. And you were absolutely 100% right. The day you said it was the day before the first big rally.
We were, you know, and listen, how many times we've been doing this show, and I come on the air, I try to say it the right way, you know, because not everyone needs to be in the stock market. But when you get these opportunities like we had, you got to take advantage of it. That's why we created our own coronavirus portfolio. We had a lot of clients who were interested. Wow. And, yes, it has done quite well. In fact, we've begun to unwind a lot of them, you know, after you know the types of returns we've seen, they've been pretty generous. I'll just say that. But you know, you have to really think through. I mean, when things get cheap, that's when the risk is going away. You know, and so. But anyway, I appreciate you saying that. We're bullish long term, and I am one of the guys in the camp that says you cannot fight the Fed. The Fed has a very powerful weapon. They have demonstrated time and again, and they are using it. I don't know what the long-term impacts of all that will be. Probably going to be tough to unwind, but in the short term, in the next few years, you're going to get reflation, and you've got to be prepared for what that means. We talked about that in studio last week. I think the bottom line right now, we think the market's fairly valued. We're going into earnings season again, probably here in about 2 weeks. We'll be thrust headlong into it, and it's going to get pretty exciting at that point.
And with that, Brant, we urge those of you who don't like to feel anxious when crazy news happens, when a coronavirus comes along, almost anything that can have a jolt, and you want to have that fallback option. Maybe this time your business wasn't particularly impacted. Some even prospered during this time because they had products that people were buying, you know, in panic. The point being, you may not be lucky next time. And you'll want to have that safety net, that fallback option that Brant and his folks at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management can help you build. Without turning your life upside down and living like, you know, a monk, and there's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, a life of frugality. No, it's how to put common sense into your spending so that you end up with something and you're not just going paycheck to paycheck. You're building towards a goal, whatever that goal is. These are the people to talk to get that started.
387-0094.
That number again?
387-0094.
McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, we will talk tomorrow.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Thanks, man. Had a good Father's Day, too. Love to the family.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Registered investment advice and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, at 5:26, we introduced it this morning. We're going to play it one more time. Give it a listen. It's coming up right after this very brief break. It's Dennis DeYoung from Styx, who I used to work for.
Styx!
Yes, them. And he is written a song that just rips the talking heads on the media, and it's a beautiful thing to listen to.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident with injury. 2500 block of Berry Hill Road. That's near AFC PriMed at East Chase. Just off East Chase Parkway. Watch for emergency vehicles going and coming from this accident. Very congested on Taylor Road right now. The Boulevard, mostly moderate traffic around the city. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit. Right now, you can get a $1,200 bonus on anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Choose your vehicle, save $1,200 at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk?
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours, and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at CTEOutdoorPower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
All right, Larry Stevens is going to be joining us in the studio tomorrow from 4 till 6. Did you like the Dennis DeYoung song, William B?
Yes, I did.
Excellent. I was blown away. It's a great piece of music, Dennis DeYoung from Styx, and he just roasts the media. Excuse me, he just roasts the
media.
And the song is called With All Due Respect, You're in Hole. So here you go. Enjoy.
20.5 million. Talk, talk, yada, yada, ba, ba, woof, woof. Talk, talk, yada, yada, ba, ba, woof, woof. Talk, talk, yada, yada, ba, ba, woof, woof. Fake news, fake facts, new days, new hacks, fake truth, fake lies. Guess what? Surprise, fake fun, fake facts. Hey, look, new text. Fake red, fake blue, fake me. Well, fake you. You.
Show.
to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. They are still working an accident with injury. 2500 block of Berry Hill Road near AFC PrimeMed at East Chase. Light to moderate traffic around the boulevard right now. The most congested areas, Northeast Boulevard, Troy Highway at the East-South Boulevard, and Norman Bridge Road outbound. I-65 and 85 rolling through downtown Montgomery at the speed limit with no issues at this time. During these times of social distancing, the Vance Law Firm can handle your case by phone or thevancelawfirm.com. Call 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
Please watch out for children. With limited summer activities, more will be outside and may not always see you. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Man, the show may suck, but social media is very busy this afternoon.
And you look good, man. Even on a sticker.
Did I say Rusty Wallace earlier today?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why didn't you remind me I was wrong?
Well, I thought maybe Bubba was a nickname.
No, you were into it, man. And people know what you're talking about.
Well.
When you're feeling it, man, it's hard to interrupt.
Yeah, it reminds me, lame-ass story alert. The 1 year of my life I did country, and I really loved it, and I picked a good time to do it because it was more like top 40. A lady called me. She was interested in me on a request line. And she says, "What do you look like?"
You mean you don't know?
No. And so, well, what do you think I look like? She says, "I think you look like Rusty Wallace. You sound like Rusty Wallace." I said, "I don't even know who that is," which is a bad thing to say when you're on a country station. I never heard of him. So maybe that's where that slip came
from.
Shania Twain, never heard of her.
But again, the irresponsible media. Now, if somebody did this with the intention of sending a racist message, there ain't a person in America that's going to applaud that. Not one. But could we at least investigate? Because if we didn't learn from Jussie Smollett, we're obviously no further along right now. That case should put an end to jumping to conclusions. And I can't wait. I hope his sorry ass goes to jail. I really do. For the damage he did to this country and to ever fragile race relations with that. I mean, not just the good hoax, the dumbest hoax ever attempted by a celebrity, ever.
I was going to Subway when it was negative 10.
Yeah, that's very common in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Look, you may get used to the climate up there. Somebody just, in this cancel culture world, the Michelin tire man is, how can we be comfortable with that symbol of hate? Oh, my God. How dumb. Can we get our sense of humor back? Just because everybody on the left hates themselves, so they hate everything in life with it. By the way, here's a good one. The moron mayor of Seattle, Jenny Durkan, she continues to be lambasted for a June 11th interview with Chris Cuomo, during which she suggested that then-Chaz, now-Chop, that area of property that was stolen by Antifa thugs and BLM thugs. She called it a summer of love.
Yeah, right.
Now that people are getting shot and raped there, she's walking that back. You can't walk back that level of stupid unless you got help carrying the load. And do they really think that anarchy in these blue state cities... this impression that 80% of the country thinks are out of control, that they're going to blame Trump. He's not the one that's running these states and cities where all this insanity is going on, crime going unpunished. And these are not just run by Democrats, but Democrats of color in almost every instance. Or a woman. No insult intended. But this space cadet, that little twerp that runs Portland, or maybe the state, the governor of Oregon, these are real winners who have no idea how to run a state and obviously clueless on the importance of law and order to maintaining a city people want to live in. Man, you are going to see a skedaddle to the server. The media will never. We'll have to find out on our own. But I have a feeling that properties are going up for sale in a lot of these places at warp speed just to get out. You cannot, if you've contributed, if you've worked, and you buy into a nice neighborhood and your mayor hands premium territory in your city over a group of radical assholes, that's, nobody's going to want to live with that.
We're not hearing anything except for on Fox, one report that I saw about the citizens who are writing and saying, what about my business?
They can write all the letters they want. They need to get out there and kick some ass. I hate to say it, but it's kind of come to that. You want it back, go take it back. But play on their field. Bring your guns. Jeez. So pathetic. 541 Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. You got that number handy?
514-6590.
Thank you, Seth.
Yes, sir.
King of numbers. Larry will be here tomorrow, so I want you to listen carefully to how Larry Stevens does a phone number.
Oh, I will.
With impact. Great company that helps restore changes to lives that have gotten the toughest break, and that's a loss of mobility, the inability to go where you want to go, when you want to go, something we understandably take for granted every day until it's taken from us through a cruel twist of fate, being in the wrong place at the wrong time in a car wreck. And a good number of their clients are people who are served our country with honor and brought home wounds that are going to affect them for the rest of their lives. Everything they do is customized. They make homes safely accessible for people so they don't have to move after sustaining an injury. They assist the recovery process in every single way with a customized approach. They do great and noble work. And it literally is a house of invention because there's no one-size-fits-all approach. They assess, create, and provide whatever's needed to make life as livable as possible for people who are working through these situations. I hope, they hope, we hope you never have to call them for the reason they're in business. But if you do, you'll be glad they're there. Gulf States Mobility, 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Please look them up and like them on Facebook or call
514-6590.
Sinclair's is now open, and after being sanitized from top to bottom, Sinclair's is now totally smoke-free. No smoking. You know Sinclair's has been a Montgomery favorite for decades. Johnny Sullivan and his staff are still here and ready to serve you right now. You can enjoy their favorite menu items with their limited seating in the dining room or convenient curbside pickup service. Everything you've come to expect from Sinclair's. Updated lunch and dinner menus include salads, sandwiches, pasta, and steaks. Call Sinclair's at 271-7654 to place your order, and they'll still deliver it right to your car. Or you can dine in. Sinclair's, now a no-smoking restaurant and a Montgomery tradition for decades. Call them, 271-7654, or check out their Facebook page. Now, totally non-smoking. Sinclair's.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The FBI is now investigating after a noose was placed in NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace's garage stall at Talladega Super Speedway this weekend. Wallace, the only black driver in NASCAR's top circuit, was among those who pushed for banning Confederate flags at NASCAR events. Governor Ivey condemned the act, saying racism and threats of this nature will not be condoned nor tolerated. Montgomery police are investigating after a deadly weekend shooting that happened in the 1500 block of North Decatur Street Saturday night. Police say the victim is 30-year-old Sean Williams. Another man was also shot. He suffered non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made in the case. Over the past 2 weeks, Alabama had the second highest number of new coronavirus cases per capita in the nation. More than 29,000 people across the state have tested positive. Health officials say at least 829 people have died. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Hi, everybody. The weather this week, much different than the weather last week. Showers and thunderstorms are going to be in generous supply just about every day. They'll be around well into the evening hours before fading out later on tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 72. Sky-high humidity the next few days, of course, with upper 80s tomorrow, mid-80s on Wednesday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms each day, becoming most numerous, of course, in the afternoon and evening hours. Welcome to summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Because there are more people being tested, and it's obvious now that tens and tens of thousands of people get the COVID and have no symptoms. So, again, you got a media that's determined to make Trump look bad for reopening the country too fast, although I got news for you. We would have been breaking out if they had kept it any longer than they did. And how people in blue states that were forced into lockdowns that lasted into this month, insane, but did it because the greater goal, and they're so committed to it, is destroying Trump, and in turn, destroying the America we happen to like. There's a story today. I don't want to get on a big downer here, but this story got my attention. I just put it on Facebook. A cupcake shop owner in Cleveland. This is her business, her dream. It's called Colossal Cupcakes. Sounds like something you'd want to have, right? Who doesn't like a colossal cupcake?
Sounds good.
Her business was destroyed by looters and rioters. Destroyed. Well, she and four employees hid in a bathroom.
That's terrible. Cheap folks don't want to pay for a cupcake.
Now, as she's cooperating with authorities and she's being threatened by the looters who say, the FBI is not part of our cause, so if you rebuild, we'll come back and take you out again. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
This is Bullshit on a level that goes off the scale. You know, we've seen, it was in Tacoma, Washington. They were going to strike there, right? And Tacoma is in a different part of Washington than Seattle, far enough away where it's not mentally ill. And they lined the streets with their legally owned firearms and said, "We're ready. You want to come here? You want to demonstrate peacefully? We'll let you. You can walk down the street with your sign." With the inference that, you know, the first time you throw a rock, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Until that esprit de corps spreads, it's hard to see this situation getting any better. It really is. We hear all about, you know, firearms. 400,000, or is it 400 million? 400 million guns are owned in this country legally under the Second Amendment. This is what we're, what it's there for situations like this, when lawless people, driven by some agenda that they really have never experienced or believe in, destroying cities over, this just can't be allowed to happen. I just put the story on Facebook. Take a look at that lady. She's a nice lady. She had a dream. They destroyed it. And now they're going to destroy it again if she cooperates with authorities. And I got to tell you, Republican leadership, where the hell are you? This is your opportunity to show we don't support this. And we're not going to let it happen in our state, in our city. The few that are still run by a Republican mayor. Even the mayor of Tulsa got all, I'm sure he was crapping his pants the whole time the Trump rally was going on. I'm sure he would have rather not had it there and had to deal with it, but he did. Enough is enough. And my fear is that if authorities don't step up and do their job, citizens will, and it's not going to be pretty. I think I've said enough. I didn't scream it. I said it in a calm voice.
And you look good doing it.
That's the most important thing of all said. I could say something totally stupid, you know, like off the wall, but if I look good doing it, that's what really matters the most.
Well.
And always have somebody in the studio with you who will tell you.
Hey, I'm a good hype man.
It is time to love what you drive. And if you just kind of like what you're driving and you think big, you're never going to have a better time to buy a new Audi than you are right now at Jack Ingram Audi with their easy purchase experience. 0% APR for up to 72 months on select models for highly qualified customers through Audi Financial Services. The dealer has all the details on that at Jack Ingram. Test drives without coming to the store. For any vehicle that's in their inventory, they'll bring it to you. They'll bring the dealership to your door. They'll pick up your trade. They'll do virtual trade appraisals. No charge pickup to service your vehicle. Final paperwork delivered to your home. Plus detailing and sanitization service, not on the vehicle, the air conditioning system, and everything else. If you'd like more details on any of these offers, go to jackingramaudi.com. You know why? Because it's time to love what you drive at Jack Ingram Motors. I had, for 3.5 years, an Audi A4. It was the first car I owned in Alabama. And it was a performer. It got to a mileage mark where, okay, trade it up. In fact, that's when I got my first car from Jack Ingram. So it's an awesome automobile. What I loved about the Audi A4, too, was it on the road, if I don't know if it was a car's design or what, but I had the feeling I was making better time than I actually was.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of cool. It's sort of a self-induced...
So it's European cars, right?
Yeah. Man. But I just, man, it just made me feel like I was...
Going down the Autobahn.
Without racing, without excessive speeding. I've been very good about that. I did have a couple of speeding tickets early on and making all those trips back and forth, but I haven't had one in over 10 years.
Woo!
That's great.
I only have...
Maybe 12.
9 years and 9 months to say that.
Sound like you're counting down your prison sentence. We're going to wrap up here in a second. It's 5:54.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean, portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, this afternoon, the boulevard is very busy. Our most congested area, East Boulevard, both sides of I-85. Also, congestion on the Troy Highway outbound, Atlanta Highway outbound, East-South Boulevard in spots all the way from Troy Highway to Norman Bridge, I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents in to report at this time. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and to keep you and your pets safe. Everything's wiped down. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Time to get back on the road. And if you need tires, brakes, alignments, schedule maintenance services, or just that pesky check engine light fixed, we do it all from oil changes to engines and transmissions at the best prices in the River Region. We have great people dedicated to repairing your vehicle right the first time. And tires, we have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
In these trying times, much debate has risen over whether or not to wear a mask. The people who engage in these arguments are known as mask debaters. We urge you, please do not mask debate in public. Do it in the privacy of your own home with the door closed. Don't mask debate while visiting your parents. Especially don't mask debate on a work conference call or, God forbid, a Zoom session. This has been a public service announcement about the dangers of mask debating. And we remind you, if you can't find a mask, use a gray gym sock.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Well, we were talking very important stuff. On behalf of the Seth Follow Experience and Rosie Brock, I'm Greg Udo. Back in the morning with Rich Thomason, of course. David was the next. Thank you for punching us up.
Adios, muchachos.
I'd say that was a pretty
pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. At his weekend campaign rally in Oklahoma, President Trump told supporters he wanted officials to slow down coronavirus testing because expansive testing resulted in more positive cases. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the comment was made in jest.
Any suggestion that testing has been curtailed is not rooted in